In politics, this is an extraordinary time. And in liturgy, this is ordinary time. The gospel reading for today has a bunch of sayings in Luke, loosely linked, if even loosely. But the election season has presented and does present many occasions for stumbling. Isn't that a beautiful old-fashioned phrase, occasions for stumbling? It presents the occasion for self-righteousness, the occasion for making assumptions about your neighbor, and the temptation to cast out, to dismiss, to make totally other, and perhaps the worst of all occasions for stumbling, the temptation to despair. So the disciples say to Jesus, increase our faith, or give us faith. And so I ask this morning, what is faith that such a tiny bit will do such an enormous and even fantastical feat of uprooting and submerging? I think I know what faith is not. Faith is dependent on the outcome of the election tomorrow. God is on one side, God's deliverance and protection linked to the outcome that I want and know to be right. Not faith, an occasion for stumbling. Faith is a flight into apolitical, detached zone of spiritual peace and uncommitted indifference. An occasion for stumbling, not faith. So what is the faith that even a teeny bit of it on the eve of the election 2016 can do amazing things? Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. All the Gospels proclaim the reality of the kingdom of God. It is the kingdom of God which we can participate in, enter into, and receive. But as far as I can see, we can't build it. I couldn't find build the kingdom anywhere in accordance. We can receive it, we can participate in it, we can enter it, but we can't build it. And faith is attending to and listening to Jesus. Jesus, as the New Testament texts convey him, as an exemplar of righteousness and of piety and of faithfulness, particularly in Luke, an exemplar of righteousness, piety, and faithfulness. And looking at Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, particularly at this theme of forgiveness, faith as forgiveness, forgiving the other 7 times 7. Faith as God's forgiveness of our sin, and Jesus forgiving his executioners on the cross. Surely this impulse of forgiveness and this willingness to receive the kingdom of God is faith today. I think also of Luke's audience for Luke's gospel. Probably wealthier people, probably those with privilege. And I think of the enormous privilege we have to live in this country, flawed as it is. And faith says, don't be tempted by disaster scenarios on either side, for surely this is an occasion for stumbling for yourself or for one of the little ones. Lord, increase our faith. Increase our ability to receive the kingdom of God. Increase our ability to forgive. And give us hope in the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Amen.